This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, after 3 years since she disappeared, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation announced the remains of Suzanne Morphew have been found. According to the CBI, her remains were found during a search on September 22nd. They were positively identified as Morphew, who was 49 at the time of her disappearance, by the El Paso County Coroner's Office on September 27th. Morphew was first reported missing from her Chaffee County home on May 10th of 2020, Mother's Day. The CBI told us investigators were searching in the area of Moffitt in Sawatch County for a 55-year-old Edna Quintana who had gone missing in the region on May 3rd of 2023. It was during that search that investigators found human remains. According to the CBI, specific information about the location and the state of the remains are being withheld at this time. It's a story we'll continue to follow and give you the very latest developments coming up as they become available. In other news, some of the nation's top military leaders are scheduled to testify at a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee tomorrow. Committee Chair Mike Rogers of Huntsville, Alabama, called the hearing after the Biden administration decided to make Colorado Springs the permanent headquarters of U.S. Space Command instead of Huntsville, Alabama. Rogers insisted the decision was driven by far-left politics, not national security. The congressman says Biden's administration's choice to keep the base in Colorado was one meant to garner political support ahead of next year's election. The White House has said it's a matter of immediacy, since the nixed Alabama site would not have been operational until early 2030s. An innovative program improving response times for 911 medical calls in Colorado Springs is getting national recognition. Colorado Springs Chief Randy Royal says their initiative, Community Response Medicine, more commonly known as CMED, was launched just over a year ago to create a tiered response system.
The most incredible thing about it is that the people are getting the right care. They're getting the right resource.
CMED units respond to lower urgency medical calls. The major benefit they wanted and are seeing is freeing up firefighters so that they can get to the most urgent emergencies with a better response time. Nearly 60 fire departments from other cities have visited Colorado Springs to learn more about the program, and the Congressional Fire Service Institute out of Washington, D.C. just recognized CMED's program with an award of excellence. In other news, the trial of a man murdering a 17-year-old co-worker at a Colorado Springs drugstore is set to begin today. Jury selection for the trial of Joshua Johnson was completed yesterday, and opening statements were set for this morning. Johnson is accused of killing Riley Whitelaw last year in a break room of the Walgreens where they both worked. Johnson faces a possible sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. A frozen attraction that hasn't made its presence in Colorado for 2 years plans to set up in a Teller County area this winter. Ice Castles announced on social media that it will begin construction the framework for the slides, the tunnels, the towers, and other features in Cripple Creek coming up in October. The company opens hopes to have their displays open for business in December or January, depending on the weather. And finally, the final supermoon of the year will illuminate the skies coming up on Friday. According to the Farmer's Almanac, the harvest supermoon will reach its peak just before 6 a.m. on the East Coast. A supermoon happens when the moon's orbit is closest to Earth at the same time the moon is full. According to NASA, a supermoon is typically about 16% brighter than an average moon.
Overnight lows will drop into the 40s and 50s once again overnight tonight with partly clear skies and calm winds. Another round of sunshine expected for us on Thursday. Highs in the middle to upper 80s around Colorado Springs. Our warmest day of the work week on tap for Thursday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.